NFL shuts down all 32 team facilities. By Dylan Gwynn on March 25, 2020. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a league-wide memo on Tuesday night, closing all team facilities. The memo, scheduled to take effect on Wednesday as of 6 p.m. EST, according to a memo obtained by Pro Football Talk. The league will reassess the situation on April 8 following advice from medical experts and public health authorities, PFT reports. Some NFL teams already had closed facilities to all but essential employees. To ensure that all clubs operate on a level playing field, and that the NFL continues to conduct itself in a responsible way at this time, it is appropriate to outline certain principles that will apply during the current period, Goodell wrote in the memo. These principles have been reviewed with and endorsed by the competition committee and will remain in effect until further notice. The challenges we face are not unique. Many businesses and individuals throughout the country are experiencing and addressing similar issues. Please be assured that the NFL is well positioned to meet these operational challenges as we prepare to offer our fans and the country an outstanding 2020 NFL season. As Pro Football Talk reports, the only exceptions are, 1. Athletic trainers or physicians who are providing ongoing medical treatment to players. This already qualified as the only reason a player could enter a team facility. 2. Employees, such as the director of facilities, security personnel, or independent contractors, necessary to maintain the physical security of the facility and its contents. And, 3. Employees such as technology personnel necessary to maintain the security and operational capabilities of the club's IT network to enable remote work by club football and business staff. All normal business operations, including signing players, evaluating draft-eligible prospects, selling tickets, and other activities to prepare for the 2020 season, are allowed to continue as normal with employees working remotely. The league recently canceled its draft event in April, opting instead for a studio setting without fans. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at @TheMightyGwynn.